everyone, to the Angelic Realm Show here on the Psychic Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dax Carlisle, coming to you live from Tucson, Arizona. And joining me, my fabulous co-hosts from New York City, Master Angel Reiki Practitioner Sharona Rapsik and Master Angel Practitioner
Hello.
Malia G. Moss. Hi, ladies.
Hi, Dax.
Hello.
Hi, Sharona. Hi, everybody.
Yes, it's been a little while since all three of us got to be on at the same time.
Yes, it has.
Indeed.
But the time flies. It only feels like it was like a week or so ago to me.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Yeah. I totally lose track because we have shows 7 days a week and 13 mm-hmm. radio hosts, 11 different shows, and just, you know, keeping that all straight. And the weeks just blur by. They're just blurring by. Oh, wow.
Well, now the summer is rolling in, so a lot of us will be able to start slowing down. And, you know, except for the people, some people, you know, the summer is their busy time. Other people, it's their time to slow down. For me, it's the time to slow down. So I'm looking forward to that little breather.
Yeah. Oh, how about you, Sharona?
Oh, I'm busy all the time. I really am. In the type of work that I've always done, I'm busy
too,
summer,
nonstop.
Winter. Yep, nonstop.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well,
wow.
I'm fortunate to have the kind of work that allows me to, you know, take the summers off if I want to,
mm-hmm.
work if I want to. That's a blessing. So I really like taking that time to, you know, re-energize and go back to work fresh in the fall.
Yeah.
So I really enjoy that.
I wish I could just take the whole summer off because, recharge. But, you know, with an entire network, you know, it's not just this one show for me. So with the entire network, it's like the shows must go on, as they say.
I know.
Exactly.
So it just keeps going on and going on and going on. Speaking of shows, we are a live call-in show. So give us a ring, 714-816-4628. So this is our open line show on the first Sunday of the month, and we do angel messages, open lines all show long, anything you want to talk about, mini readings. And today's show is brought to you by the Association for Research and Enlightenment, the ARE of New York City, the organization originally founded by Edgar Cayce, and you can find them on the web at edgarcaycenyc.org. That's right. And, of course, we always like to plug the Psychic U, psychictalk.net/psychicu, like the letter U, because it's Psychic University. But, you know, everything gets shorted to something U, right? Cincinnati U or whatever. Oklahoma U.
Right.
Arizona
easy.
U. Yeah. So we decided to
easier
do Psychic
to remember.
U. Yeah. psychictalk.net/psychicu, where we have wonderful workshops and courses, including a couple of Maria's courses and my course and Sharona's, your new course that we literally just got done. Yep. It's in the can, right?
Yes, and I am so excited. I really am.
Congratulations, Sharona. And this
Thank
has been a
you.
Long time
Thank
coming.
You.
You're welcome.
Yay.
Yeah, I
and
put a lot
could...
of love and
oh,
love
yeah.
into that course. A lot of love and magic.
That's right. And you guys can check it out. I'm trying to type as I'm talking, which is like chewing gum and walking here. I'm trying to type this into the chat room. That's another way you can join us, psychictalk.net/live. But I was just typing in the URL that takes you right to her course. Of course, you can go to Psychic U, and you'll find it on the website. There's banners everywhere, and you can see the whole listing of courses and workshops, and click on the banners, and that'll take you to the individual pages. And you'll find Angel Reiki on there, but the Certified Angel Reiki course, the quick URL is psychictalk.net/angelreiki. Take you right over there. It's still on sale for half price. So go check that out, psychetalk.net/angelreiki, if you've ever wanted to work with the angels and do healing at the same time. We've been trying for 3 years to get some kind of an angel healing course, Maria, and we finally got it on there.
Exactly. Yes.
Yay. Yay.
Finally got somebody, the right person who was willing and able to put the time and the love into it, and this is awesome.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So give us a call. Let me give out that phone number again, 714-816-4628. And when you get through, remember to press 1 on your dial pad. I saw people called in, but their hand wasn't raised. We call it having your hand raised, because when you press 1, it puts a little indicator on there so we know that you want to be live on air, put you into the queue, because we take the calls in the order that they come in. So give us a ring, 714-816-4628. When you get through, press 1 on your dial pad. If you're Skyping in, remember, go to your Skype app, open the dial pad, press 1. There you go. You can also join us in the chat room at psychictalk.net/live. And you can ask questions, give comments. We'll read them on air. Maybe you want a mini reading or an angel message. You can ask right from the chat room, psychictalk.net/live. There you go. Alrighty. So, let's see. Real quick before we go to phone calls, ladies, I pulled a card of the day and got the Ace of Wands. I love when aces show up, you know, new ventures. Initiation of prosperity, happiness, pleasure, optimism, creative energy, and interestingly, numerologically, the date. The entire date reduces to a 2, and it's also a 2-day. So you got that 2 energy twice. That's the energy of relationships and partnerships and cooperation and communication. So that's what you should be working on today, folks. Cooperation, relationships, communication. And especially if it relates to some kind of a project or something to do with career or work, because of that Ace of Wands card there. So there you go, the card of the day and the numerology of the day. Are you ladies ready to go to the phone line?
I'm ready.
Awesome. By the way, I want to mention something. I think this is the earliest we've ever gotten to the caller line, 9 minutes in.
Yeah, well, you know, tweaking some of the spiel that we usually do at the beginning, cutting that down, and you know, I have a few things to share, but I'll wait a little bit more later into the show. That's fine. So.
Oh sure, you know, we do announcements at the bottom of the hour or 20 minutes in, you can say something. We can just spread stuff out. That way, it's more fun. We get to go talk to people right away.
Exactly.
It looks like area code 414 has been waiting since before the beginning of the show. Hey, caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Felicia, and I'm calling from Tennessee.
Tennessee. Did you say Felicia?
Yes, sir.
Hi, Felicia. Welcome to Angelic Realms. What do you want to chat about?
Well, I just received a promotion as assistant director of Housing and Homeless Services. So I'm ecstatic about that. And my question is, anything that I need in this position that I need to work on, or what I need to do or focus, or anything stands out that I need to know?
Oh, that's a great question. Let's see if we can get a angel message or something about that. What she needs to be focusing on. Congratulations and everything on getting that.
Thank you.
So who wants to go first?
Well, I pulled a card. I got the Devil card right off the bat. And that's a major arcana card. It's talking about, you know, this is a major shift, major things happening. And the Devil card is about, it's a lot of different things, you know. There's the negative side of it, like, you know, love of money or physical wealth, tendency to hoard, uncontrolled anger, sexual obsession, manic behavior, addictions, illusions. But in this case, I'm feeling attachments. You know, in the card, the figures in the card are literally attached by chains. They're loosely around their neck. In other words, they could just reach up and take it right off the top of their head. You know, so it's kind of like self-imposed attachment.
Mm-hmm.
So as you're going into this new thing, you got to let go of attachments to previous ways of working, mm-hmm. Previous jobs, careers, the whole thing, you know, just go into it fresh, let go. And a lot of this could be subconscious. You might not even know that that it's there, because whenever we do anything for any length of time, we create a habit, and
mm-hmm.
that goes into our subconscious, and we consciously become we're no longer conscious of it. We become unconscious to the fact that we have this little recording. You know, I'm old, so I say tape running in the back of the head. But we have these things running because we form these attachments through repetition. It's a habit.
Mm-hmm.
We're creating a habit, you know, and there's good habits and there's bad habits, you know. And we have to let go of some of these attachments, you know, and there's a lot of different ways you can do that, a lot of different modalities. I'm not going to, you know, go deeply into it right now unless it comes up later, but I want to give Sharona and Maria a chance because they might have insight into how to release and see what mm-hmm. the angels are saying as well. By the way, the traditionally the devil card is Ariel.
Uriel, I believe.
Or Uriel. Yeah, either one, actually. Mm-hmm. I've heard both.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard Ariel and Uriel.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, coming mm-hmm. through, the angel coming through already.
Yeah, I've got Jophiel, too. And what I would say to Felicia, you got to work on your self-confidence. Jophiel is also the archangel for beauty. You've got to really tell yourself you're beautiful every day. Build your self-confidence because that's what pulls you down. And it's interesting. I got the same card that Dax did, and it's all about, you know, unnecessary worry and releasing yourself from any habits that are keeping you from moving forward. And I would just, you know, Archangel Jophiel is just saying, Felicia, you're beautiful. Just keep saying that over and over again because you are, and that you can do anything.
Okay. That was very nice, Dax and Sharona. Felicia, this is Maria. And what I'm getting for you is I also pulled some tarot cards for you and some angel cards. And what I'm getting is that, you know, I definitely see that this was a great, you know, opportunity for you. And you had a really, like, there was that element of risk involved, which you
uh-huh.
stepped outside of your comfort zone. And
yeah.
and it's really, they're applauding you at that, and the angels. And Archangel Raziel is coming through. And he's letting you know that you're really in the power now to manifest your dreams into reality, you know. So mm-hmm. he wants you to like take ownership of that, and like Sharona mm-hmm. says, speak with confidence, move forward confidently. And Archangel Gabriel says, if you follow through with this, you're going to, you know, begin to gain the recognition that you've been yearning. And they're reminding you that your hard work is going to pay off. Just keep moving forward. You know, I feel there's going to be opportunity to stretch further outside of your comfort zone too. And it's like I had this feeling come through earlier with someone in the chat room too. And it's funny how it's weaving into your call, and being that you're the first caller too, because a lot of times the angels will overlap messages for people. You know, that's how spirit and the angels work. They'll cover more than one person, you know, with one message. I also feel that they're warning me though that sometimes you have this tendency to fall back into like a depression, so to speak, when things start, you know, when you start coming up against obstacles and things don't seem like they're going right and you kind of think, why is this happening to me? You have to, that's when you have to really dig your heels in the most and say, listen, this is just a little bump in the road. You know, that's part of life, and just keep forging ahead and doing, putting your best foot forward. And all is going to work out very well for you. So just keep on that path, okay?
Oh, nice.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
That's You're welcome.
And you all guys were correct. I have moved on because I wasn't going to take the position at first. And I said, no, we're going to do it. If the director has confidence in you, you have to have confidence in yourself. So I said, I went in and I sold myself and I got the position the same day. And I am going to move forward and listen to meditations to help me with my confidence and things like that to improve self. So thank you.
You're welcome,
Felicia,
very much.
Before you go, Felicia, I've got a technique that can help you with that. And this is not just for you. This is for everybody listening can do this technique. It's an anchoring technique that will help you with that confidence. And what you want to do is you can either do it standing up, or if you're sitting down, you can sit up. It's important that you get the posture, okay? So if you're in your chair, you don't want to be slouched back listening to this. You want to kind of straighten your spine, roll the shoulders back, chin up. You're getting into that confident physical feeling. And that's not actually the technique, but just as an aside, that's another technique, by the way. I call it the Wonder Woman technique. You stand up, you make fists, you put your fists on each side of your hips. You know, remember Linda Carter in Wonder Woman?
Yeah.
And you lift up the chin, roll the shoulders back, and you just take a deep breath and feel that confidence, okay? And that's what you want to do as you do this other technique, which is anchoring. And do a couple of breaths, and I want you to do belly breaths. So rather than expanding the upper chest, you want to breathe in and expand the solar plexus. So you're really expanding the diaphragm and fully inflating the lungs. And you want to do that like a couple of times, and it helps if you close your eyes for this. And put your hands on your lap, or if you're standing up, you just lay them on your on one on each leg, right? And you're going to take your non-dominant hand, which for most of us is left, and make a fist. Doesn't have to be a tight one, okay? You're just exposing the knuckles on the top. Okay, and then what you're going to do is, after you take a couple more breaths like that, think back to a time when you were extremely confident, because maybe something really great just happened. You graduated from college, you graduated from high school, you received an award. Family and friends are in the audience watching. They're extremely excited and applauding and beaming with pride that you've accomplished whatever it is. Or maybe you gave a speech and you knocked it out of the park, or, you know, anything where you can relive that feeling. You want to get into it. You want to, what did it look like? What did it sound like? You can hear the crowd again. What did it feel like, smell like, touch, you know, all five senses. You want to bring the whole thing in and really get in. And when you get that feeling up to its peak, you take your dominant hand, you take your pointer finger, and you touch the first knuckle on your non-dominant hand for just about a second, then let go. Take a couple more breaths. And repeat that. And you can repeat this as many times as you want, three or four times. Two times is fine as well. And just go back to a different time. Maybe you had a really great birthday party and you felt really confident because all your friends and family were there and you felt that love. And when you hit that peak, feeling that, and experiencing the whole thing with five senses, all five senses.
Mm-hmm.
You take your pointer finger on your dominant hand and touch the first knuckle again on your non-dominant hand. And then take a couple of deep breaths and open your eyes. And now you've anchored that. And so whenever you want to feel that confidence again, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, and no one's going to know you're doing this, you know, you just make a fist and you just touch that first knuckle again. Trigger off that confident state.
Okay.
And it'll draw you right back into it.
Thank you. I'll do that.
Try that out, Felicia, and everybody else listening out there. It'll be great for everyone. And thanks for the call.
Thank you, guys. Bye.
Bye-bye. Ooh. That's an awesome first call to start off with, huh?
Nice. Lots of good information there, too, for anyone that's listening.
Got to do a great teaching method. A great teaching moment. And I don't mind going on a little bit with some calls in those situations because it's helping everyone, not just the caller.
Oh, definitely. Some more people listening will definitely benefit from that.
Absolutely. Let's see who's been waiting the longest. It looks like area code 302. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Jackie calling from Delaware.
Hi, Jackie. Oh, we haven't had a Delaware call in a long time. You're close to Sharona and Maria.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yep, East Coast.
Yes, East Coast. Yeah.
Okay. So I am wondering about my love life.
Okay. Let's see. Oh. Okay, let's see what we have here. Jackie, this is Maria. I see in the near future you're going to be going out and socializing, getting together with friends, and I see that there is opportunity out there if you get out and you're social enough to run into somebody that is going to be make a nice connection with you. I feel like, let's see what else is coming through. I feel like if you stick with it also, there's going to be an opportunity to maybe go on a vacation with this person. So it's going to be somebody that likes traveling, outgoing type. So get out there, be out there, socialize, because this person is out there, and it's going to be the opportunity. If you haven't taken a trip or a vacation in a while, it just may be that opportunity to do that. Okay, and let's see. As far as angels go, you have Archangel Sandalphon coming through, and this is an excellent archangel to work with when you want to help expedite your prayers. So when you call upon God, Jesus, Mother Mary, whatever higher power you connect with, you can ask the archangels. Archangels are non-denominational. You can ask Archangel Sandalphon to help you to expedite your prayers, and that will help you to get more of the results that you need, more closer to your time frame, because Archangel Sandalphon was one of the only two archangels who wasn't just always an angel. He was a prophet who lived a very pious life, and he was accepted into the kingdom of the archangels. And so this is a very, very rare thing, but because of this experience and because of the way that this happened, this archangel can relate more to the time and space from a human perspective. So that's why he can help you expedite your prayers. So call upon Archangel Sandalphon, okay, to help you expedite this and get out there and have a good time.
I have never heard of that archangel.
Oh, he's pretty well known, and it's spelled S-A-N-D-A-L, like sandals you would wear on your feet, S-A-N-D-A-L-P-H-O-N. And you can do some research online about this archangel and the specialties that he has to share with us. And you can also find out a little bit about the history that goes into it and how he became Archangel Sandalphon.
Okay, cool.
Okay, he was a prophet, Elijah. In the Bible, if you look it up, he was a prophet Elijah. So he didn't die. He was ascended into heaven. He went off with angels that took him up into heaven, and that's how the story goes.
Okay.
Okay. Alrighty.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Sharona, Dax.
You getting anything, Sharona?
I am. The part about, you know, a vacation is definitely showing up. Also, Jackie, do you do any type of spiritual work like meditation or yoga or some kind of practice like that? Because I'm seeing that this person is kind of connected there. I don't know whether it'll be with a vacation or, you know, if you're going to look into meditation classes, but I keep getting the word meditation and relaxation, and that you're going to find this person through some kind of spiritual growth. So do you do any of those things?
I mean, when I meditate, I just do it alone. I'm not like super, I mean, I don't do it every day, but when I do it, I do feel better. And I'm a counselor, so I tell other people to use it.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that it works. So I'd be open to going to a class.
Yeah, I think if you go to a class, or you're gonna meet someone there, someone who's I get a lot of that. You know, you're spiritual. We're not talking about religion, but you have these, you know, these higher goals and thoughts. So it's kind of, you'll find your tribe is there, and you'll find your soulmate, someone who is on the same path as you are.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I think that's beautiful. And Jackie, I want to offer you the opportunity to come over to my website, mariagmas.com, and anyone else that's listening, because I feel like this is the perfect segue to that. Right now, I'm offering a free gift to anyone that signs up for my mailing list at mariagmas, M-A-A-S, like in Sam, mariagmas.com. And if you sign up for my mailing list, I will send you a free guided meditation that I wrote and recorded myself, and it's a beautiful one that will help you connect with your guardian angel and to get messages from your guardian angel for anything
cool
that you might need. Okay, so come over there, mariagmas.com, sign up, and I will email it to you.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And, Jackie, actually, I'm seeing two people coming in. And I want to ask you real quickly, are you thinking towards family at all?
Well, I'm too old to have a family, but
okay.
To have children.
I was just wondering about that, because there are some cards showing up that indicate that, you know, but I didn't know where you know, what point of life you were in. However, there's two individuals showing up. Okay, so one is a water sign, a Cancer, a Scorpio, or a Pisces. One's an air sign, Gemini, Libra, or Aquarius. Both of them are either chronologically younger than you or have a very youthful outlook on life. And you're really going to connect and have a lot of fun with the water sign person. But as far as romantically, you're going to have a better fit with the air sign.
Okay.
Person. Yeah. So that's just what's showing up in the card. So I just thought I'd throw it out there. But I got the Sun card, too, and you can't get a better card than that for fulfillment, success, love, joy, good relationships. You know, that's the card for it.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So is there any timing involved?
I did not pull cards for timing, no. I did not do that.
Okay.
I can pull a card real quick and see what comes up. Okay. Two. Okay. Yeah, 2 weeks. Okay, so somewhere in a two-week time frame, it can happen that fast or even faster, depending on, you know, because Sharona gave you the clue that it's probably going to be when you're out and about doing something that you don't normally do, so like taking up a new class, like she was saying, and things like that. And then you're going to meet the individuals, or meet the individuals who are going to introduce you to the individuals at some point.
Okay. Cool.
Yep.
Great. Thank you guys so much.
Thanks for calling in.
You're welcome. It's a pleasure speaking with you. Angel blessing.
Thank
Jackie.
You.
Thanks.
Awesome. Awesome call. Another awesome
yeah.
call.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, I feel a teaching moment coming on because we could talk a little. We could talk a little bit about angels for a couple of minutes here, because the whole thing came up with Sandalphon, and Metatron is another one where if you notice, and, you know, this is for everybody listening out there, you know, if you notice angel names, they all end in L, almost all of them, because that means of God, and it's Hebrew. Now, Sandalphon and Metatron, their names end in O-N. And that's because they were incarnate at some point and got raised into the angelic realms, as Maria was describing with Sandalphon, who was originally Elijah, I think. Is that
right?
Is that
yes,
what you said was
right.
Elijah? Yep.
Yeah, the prophet Elijah. Yeah, and Metatron was
exactly.
The prophet Enoch.
Enoch, yeah. Enoch was raised up to the angelic realm. And so the angel names where the angel ends in L, all of those are the original angels that never were incarnate. They've always been spiritual entities. They never were human at one point or anything like that. And in fact, that, you know, we can say never happens really, except in the case of Sandalphon and Metatron. So there's a little, you know, factoid or something there, you know, why some angel names end in EL and a couple of them end in ON.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Let's see. Who's been waiting the longest here? We are at the bottom of the hour. Sharona, do you want to do the bottom of the hour announcement before we go to the next call? Get it out of the way?
I can do that. Yeah, I can do that. Let's talk about tomorrow. There's two shows on. Isn't that correct, Dax? We have two radio shows. Yeah, we have Janice Fuchs is going to be on, and she's going to be live, and she's going to be talking about wisdom of the soul. And we also have our wonderful Catherine Hahn, and she's doing a whole program on understanding your power and stepping into your power. And that's going to be on Monday. And on Tuesday, we have Rose Fullhorse, and she's talking about what's on your mind. And she's also going to be doing mini readings. But on Wednesday, shall I tell everyone, Dax, about on Wednesday that I will
yeah,
be
but
back
I ha-
again and I'll be.
Let me jump
yes.
in for a second, make a correction here.
Thank you.
You have the old list. That's what I was wondering what you had printed out, because I just updated it. I just heard from Rose
okay.
that she needs to take the next couple of weeks off. And that's because
okay.
just recently, you know, Vivian is going on hiatus until fall. And when she returns, she's going to be starting a brand new show on the network on a different day. So she's not going to be with Rose on Tuesdays. So Rose needs to rework her show topics, and she's also working on getting a new co-host or two, and she needs a few weeks to work on this. And so Rose won't be on the air the next two Tuesdays. So go ahead and tell them about Wednesday.
On Wednesday, I am going to be on the air again, and I'll be on with Dax and our wonderful Charlotte Kornberg. So I am really excited about that, and we'll be talking about my course in Angel Reiki and also taking readings. So that's really exciting. And, of course, on Thursday, we have our wonderful Stephanie Mayo, and she's going to be doing her guided tarot, and you'll be able to call in and talk to her. And don't forget that we'll be back in 2 weeks. I'll be back with Maria, and we'll be doing Angel Realms again. And Maria, we're going to have a guest, is that correct, on our show in 2 weeks?
That's correct, Sharona. Coming up in 2 weeks on June 16th, which happens to be Dax's birthday. So just want to say happy birthday ahead of time to Dax, and he'll be enjoying the day off. But Sharona and I will be back again Sunday, June 16th, live at 2 p.m. Eastern on Angelic Realms Radio with a very special guest, a wonderful angel practitioner, Sherry Myers. And she is the creator of My Angel Prayer, which is now available on Alexa. So for anyone that uses the Alexa app or has the Alexa device, it's a wonderful new tool. It's called My Angel Prayer, and we'll be talking about that. And lots of other interesting things that Sherry has in the works. So that's coming up again Sunday, June 16th. Live at 2 p.m. Eastern with Sharona and I. Looking forward to that.
Yeah, and I want to tell everyone, too, that you want to bookmark our website, which is PsychicTalkNet. It'll have in there all of our upcoming shows so you can stay connected to us.
Make sure you get the dot in there. Make sure you get the dot in there, Sharona. It's actually PsychicTalk.net.
.net, okay. Thank you. And that's why you got to bookmark it. And it's just a wonderful resource. You can go in there and listen to past shows. And of course, remember that Angel Realms is going to be on again. We're always on the first and third Sunday of the month. So you want to hang around with the angels and really good people. That's where you can find us.
Yes, and it's a great segue, too, because thanks, Maria, for mentioning my birthday, which is coming up. And it's also Pride Month. I love that my birthday is in Pride Month. So all month long is Pride
awesome.
Month. Yep, and so I'm celebrating Pride Month and my birthday. And what I'm doing is a big sale, and you can book a tarot reading with me for $27 or a numerology report for $27 or get both for $47. We also got, for you professional readers out there, you can get your tarot certification and membership in the Tarot Guild for just $37. And if you're new to tarot and numerology, you can enroll in my Tarot by the Numbers course for just $67. So that's actually 66% off the $197 price. So great sale. It's on a page, Pride page. I call it the Pride page. It's psychictalk.net/pride. Real easy to remember. You can go over and check out that sale, and I'm celebrating that all month long. PsychicTalk.net/pride. Go check that out. Maria, do you have any announcements?
Just that I would love folks to come and check out my brand new website, MariaGMaas.com, and my last name is spelled Maas, M-A-A-S, like in Sam. So that's Maria GMaas.com, and sign up for my mailing list, and you will be receiving a beautiful guided meditation for connecting with your guardian angel and receiving messages from your guardian angel, which I wrote and recorded myself, and I will send that to you. And just for signing up also, occasionally I will be uploading a new gift, and you only have to sign up once. And then after that, you'll be eligible to receive the other gifts that I upload as time goes on. So you'll be put into a special, you'll have special access to a page that only people that sign up will have access to. And this is all free, again, at my website, MariaGMaas.com.
Sounds great. And I guess I should put in a word for my announcement. I would like for everyone to check out the course that I'm offering to become a certified angel Reiki practitioner, and we're offering it at a special price, so you want to get in on the special price, and this is something that I put a lot of love, magic, and angel blessings into. I think it's the only course out there online where you're going to get both certification as a traditional Nisui Reiki master, but you will also be getting another certification, which is an angel Reiki. And in angel Reiki, I teach you how to work with a group of archangels so you can provide beautiful, light-filled energy wellness sessions for yourself and others. So there's a lot of love in it, and it's something that you can use to help yourself and others, and a lot of love there. So you want to take advantage of the special price that we're offering it at.
PsychicTalk.net/angel Reiki. That's PsychicTalk.net/angel Reiki. By the way, Reiki is spelled R-E-I-K-I if you don't know. So go check that out. A lot of great stuff going on. Oh, my God.
Indeed. Indeed.
Let's see who's been waiting the longest on the phone lines here. It looks like area code 561. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Stacy, and I'm calling from Florida.
Hi,
Stacy.
Hello.
How can we help you?
Well, I wanted to know about career and love. What's the card saying on those two things?
Okay, we can only do one question per caller. So
about career.
Pick the one that's most burning in your heart. So we're going to go with career.
All right. Oh, wow. Okay. Stacy, hi, Stacy. This is Maria Moss. Hi. I see a lot of that you've been doing some traveling back and forth and some commuting. So I don't know if you're looking to change that with your career or if this is actually you, you know, going out and about looking for something new. Okay, because I got this energy of you, you know, going here, going there. There is an opportunity, I feel, to do something along the metaphysical and spiritual pathway for you. I don't know if that's something you've considered, but I feel like that is going to bring good opportunities for you. The angels are saying that, you know, you have a good way of helping people and listening to people and helping people feel, you know, comforted by your, but you just have this special way about you. They're saying that, you know, people come to you with their problems and they open up to you easily, so that this can be really helpful in that kind of line of work. If it isn't metaphysical as far as, you know, doing readings or that kind of thing, then it would be in some type of a healing modality that has to do with spirituality and those kind of connections. So I see that. I feel like there's a lot of opportunities that if you follow this path, and it's gonna, you'll be dabbling in a few different things, and then you'll finally find your niche. And it's going to really bring along good opportunities. And Archangel Azrael, A-Z-R-A-E-L, is coming through for you. And he's also letting you know that, you know, he knows that you've been through a lot yourself, and this is what's going to make you such a great healer and counselor of others, so to speak, okay, because he knows that you've been through a lot. And when you do this, you heal yourself as well. Okay, so that's the message that I'm getting for you, Stacy, from the angels.
If it's okay, I'm going to jump in because my information coming through is right in alignment with yours, Maria. There's something she can do. A partnership is indicated with the Queen of Pentacles and the King of Pentacles showing up, and she's the Queen of Pentacles. And through this partnership, you work on a project together, and some of the other cards are talking about thinking outside the box, looking at this 180 degrees upside down from how you would normally look at it, you know, so this might be something you may not have even considered yet, but it does lead to a fruitful outcome. at the end is what the cards are. The cards at the end are really good. So I just wanted to mention that. Sharona, are you getting anything?
Yeah, I'm also getting Archangel Ariel and Pentacles too. And I see that you take great pride in your work. I think that sometimes maybe there might be a little bit of lack of confidence, and want you to know that the angels and your guides, if you ever want a boost of confidence when you're working, they're watching you, and you can call upon them and talk to them. I also see, too, that it might be good to look into a coach or a mentor and possibly taking some additional courses or trainings or certifications.
Awesome. And of course, you can also, I don't know if you heard the technique that I gave earlier in the show, but you can listen to the replay and use that self-confidence anchor as well, Stacy. Well, we got to run. Hope that helped you out, Stace, and have a great rest of your weekend. We're going to go over to area code 551. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Tasha. I'm calling from New Jersey.
Hi, Tasha. So what's your burning question today?
Any messages just pertaining anything that I'm going through right now?
A great opportunity for some quick angel messages, ladies, if you got something.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Okay. Archangel Sandalphon's coming through again. It's interesting how, this is Maria, Tasha. It's interesting how, you know, we'll get the same Archangel come through a few times throughout the show. It seems like one will be prevalent. And today it's Archangel Sandalphon. He came through earlier today for another caller. And he's reminding you to really, you know, be more gentle with yourself. Don't be so hard on yourself. Give yourself a break. Give yourself a pat on the back. I mean, you've been through a lot. Also, I feel that there's a, you know, there's a strong energy of like a father energy that watches over you, okay? So be open to guidance from the angelic realms, from spirit, you know, from departed loved ones that have crossed over that are there watching over you, because I feel a strong father type or grandfather type figure that looks over you, okay? I see that there has been, you know, there was a situation that is not exactly a win-win situation, but, you know, just stay positive. Keep calling upon the angels to help you. Call upon Archangel Michael for protection and clarity. Call upon Archangel Sandalphon to help you to expedite your prayers, get them answered more quickly that way, and to also help you to be easier on yourself, not so hard on yourself. I feel like you're a generous person. Don't let others take advantage of you. You know, I feel like people tend to make you feel guilty, you know, and don't do that. Don't buy into that, okay? There's going to be some changes, lots of changes coming up in the near future. Don't despair when there may be some things that are very unsettled, but if you just keep, you know, calling upon your angels for guidance, call upon God, Jesus, Mother Mary, whatever higher powers you connect with, follow your gut feeling. It's never going to steer you wrong, and as you keep walking through, you're going to get through any obstacles that come your way. You will rise above, okay? So just don't despair. When the going gets tough, the tough get going. Just keep that in mind. Keep that mantra in mind. That's what the angels are telling me, Tasha.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Sharona?
Yeah, I agree with Maria. Maria's giving you some wonderful advice, very similar to what I'm getting. So definitely go with that.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks for the call, Tasha. Okay, we're going to go to 856. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Laura in New Jersey.
Hi, Laura.
Another Jersey girl.
Yeah. Just wondering what you might be picking up around career. Any changes do you see coming my way?
Okay.
Okay. I'm getting this is Maria, Laura, and it's funny there's this theme today, and there was Archangel Sandalphon, but then there's also the theme of stepping outside of your comfort zone, and that is coming through again. It seems to be the theme today. It's like the limitations that you fear the most are mostly self-imposed. That's what the angels are telling me. And they're saying, stand your ground, defend your ideas. Go, you know, if there's something you feel strongly about, stick to your guns. That's what they're saying. And what else are they telling me? You know, Archangel Jeremiah is coming through for you. And, you know, he's reminding you that everything is happening the way it's supposed to. As long as you keep calling upon the angels for guidance and you keep following forward and putting your best foot forward and not giving up and when things seem to go awry, you will eventually see the light. So just keep on going forward. And I feel like there's some connections with an organization, with some type of an organization. So I'm not sure if it's a not-for-profit or something like that, but I see something like that where there may be some work that may be suitable for you coming up, okay, with a not-for-profit type of an organization.
Okay.
That's
interesting.
All righty. Sharona?
Yeah.
Dax?
I'm also seeing that you need to have a plan for what you want to do. And what I recommend that you do you do any type of journaling or making lists?
I don't, no.
Even, you know, it doesn't have to be like a complicated type of journaling, but even to write down a list of what you want to do each day, and then you can have in there what you want to get done that day, as well as your long-term goals. So it kind of gives you like a target to shoot for, because you're really good at, you know, there's a lot that you want to accomplish. And I think where you get kind of tied down is it seems like it's not happening quickly enough. So if you make some kind of list, you go like, this is what I want to do today. This is where I want to go a week from now. This is where I want to be a year from now. It's giving you a target to shoot for, and you'll be able to see the progress. What are you getting, Dad?
Yes. Okay. The message I'm getting is really in alignment with the message you're getting, Sharona, about planning. And it's a lot of cards talking about analysis and being very analytical, and cards about building skills through repetition. There's also cards about cooperation and fruitful partnerships as well. But then some cards talking about maintaining your independence when you do these partnerships. And then everything else after that is very fruitful.
That sounds great. I had an interview on Friday. And I'm supposed to hear whether or not I got the contract tomorrow. And it's supposed to be for a one-year contract. So I'm wondering if that might be the changes that are coming my way. I'm currently on a contract, but I'm thinking about giving notice there if I can get this other contract. So that might be what they're talking about, because I would be stepping out of my comfort zone a little bit with this new contract.
Mm-hmm.
So. All right. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate the reading.
Thanks for the call,
you're
Laura.
Welcome.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
Enjoy the rest
thank
of your
you.
Weekend. Angel blessings.
So timing-wise, just real quickly, I'm getting a six-day time frame. I don't know if she heard that or not.
Mm-hmm.
But I just like throw that out there that I was seeing 6 days, you know, so she should get word within the next 6 days on that. Okay, the next caller in line is area code 417. Hello, caller.
Hello,
what's your
there.
Name? Where are you calling from?
Hello, my name is Linda, and I'm calling from Florida. Thank you very much for taking the call.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Can you hear me? And how can we help you today? Oh, okay. I want to see about, I guess, work-wise, should I stay where I'm at? I mean, there's some other hidden issues, but I want to see what you guys have to say about staying where I'm at. Should I work on something else in the system, or should I totally do something else? I guess I want to see what you guys see on your end.
Wow. I got some very strong cards. Okay, I'm sorry. I got some really strong things. Go ahead.
Okay, go, Maria. You go, Maria.
Sure? You sure? Okay. I pulled some tarot cards for you, Linda, and I got some really strong cards that came up here. And, you know, I'm seeing that, you know, in the past, money, maybe issues with health, things like that have been difficult. But the angels are in your life. You're surrounded by angels. The hand of God is actually literally reaching out to you, offering you the Ace of Cups in the tarot, which is heaven-sent blessings and love. Okay? So you have a lot. So they want to help you to calm your mind. Okay, they're saying that this is an issue. Your mind goes, you know, overtime, and worst-case scenarios, and you have to really stop that because you're causing yourself a lot of undue, unneeded stress, okay? When these thoughts come in, they're saying Archangel Michael is coming through, and he's telling you, listen, you know, call upon me. When the thoughts come through, call upon Archangel Michael. Please help me to clear these negative thoughts that are coming in. Please, you know, dissolve them, neutralize them, and help me to replace them with positive thoughts. And then force yourself to think about a good outcome. Think about the things you want to attract to yourself, okay? And Archangel Gabriel is also right there, side by side with Archangel Michael, and they're letting you know that they hear you. They hear your prayers, and that they're with you. They're reminding you that they're with you, and that I feel they're going to be leading you towards something where you're going to be answering to a higher call. So you really may be stepping up into something that, again, the theme outside the comfort zone. But don't worry, that the safety net is there. The angels are supporting you. And I want you to think about keeping this calm state, this calmness, getting yourself in a calm state of mind, getting relaxed. I know Dax can have some good advice for that with the work that he does with the hypnotism and all that. But just remember these words. When those thoughts come in, the angels are saying, just tell yourself, I am calm. I'm at peace. I'm relaxed. All is well.
Okay. Yeah, give that a try.
All righty. Sharona?
What I'm getting is that I'm getting a lot of things about meditation and getting clear about what you're looking for. That's where I was saying the word came up before I said clarity. You have to get clear about what you want. I kind of see you kind of changing your mind about exactly what you're looking for, whether it's love or what your career goal is, and this whole thing, clarity. And that will be a way that the clearer you are about what you want, the more you can draw it to you. So this whole thing about journaling and writing down, I mean, I've been making a vision board. I know people like to cut out pictures, and the clearer you are about what you want, the easier it is for you to find it.
Okay. So I guess a lot of it has to work with myself and releasing.
Well, it all begins there.
You get the negativity.
Everything you draw to you, what's inside of you. So you want to I keep coming up also, Archangel Jophiel. A lot of you, everyone has to tell them that they're beautiful and they're worthy and they deserve things. And once you do mm-hmm. that, once you love yourself and you know that you're worthy, you'll be able to draw to you anything that you want.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I guess I'll work on that. Would it seem like my position or where I'm at, is it safe or is this something that's going to go away?
Oh, I can give you some information on that from what's coming through. And
okay.
Basically, you know, the way you're working now and what you're doing now is fine. And
okay.
I actually asked a yes, no about whether or not you should, you know, be moving into something outside, because you kind of referenced that in the very beginning, and I got a no. Mm-hmm. Lots of no's.
Really?
Okay. So,
really?
Yeah. So that doesn't
okay.
mean not to do something new. It just means that
mm-hmm.
For the time being, you're good where you are. And
okay.
I did another spread where I'm getting all these cup cards, and cups are emotions. And it's talking about, as you move forward, you got to really listen to your intuition. And
mm-hmm.
it needs to be things where, whether you stay where you are now or move into something, you know, slowly branch off into something else, it has to be emotionally satisfying.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to be
right.
working and partnering with people that you enjoy working with, where it's
right.
not, there's no pressure, there's, everything is, you know, very smooth and you work well with these people, there's no conflicts, things like that. And that will lead to the material gain. So I got all of these cup cards, and then at the very end, the last card is the Ten of Pentacles, which is the material gain. So what it's saying is, by following your passions and by really getting in alignment with what is emotionally satisfying, not just chasing the dollar, that
right.
the material gain will come as a result of that.
Yeah. I'm not so concerned about that because, I mean, even though where I'm at, I've taken a cut in pay, but I'm fine doing what I'm doing. And I think it's just the main boss who happens to be a doctor, just kind of, I just feel like I'm the peon or the parasite in the office or something. I don't know. And I'm kind of exaggerating maybe a little bit, but
mm-hmm.
I don't feel like I'm part of the group or the team or, you know, if that makes any sense.
Right. Well, it's all your state of mind. You know, no one can force you to feel a certain way, be in a certain state. We do this to ourselves. We're in full control
mm-hmm.
of our state all the time. And what Sharona suggests, it's really going to help you. By adopting a meditation
okay.
practice or something along those lines. There's also a good technique, which is actually to bring you into a learning state, but it's also good for centering and for changing state when you're feeling that way, when you're in that situation, like you're at work or something like that. And so what you do
mm-hmm.
is you sit up straight and you look straight ahead, but raise your
mm-hmm.
gaze about 40 degrees up on the wall and look for a point on the wall or imagine a point. And focus in on that point and don't move your head, your eyes, or your focus off that point. Concentrate on that point
okay.
and slowly bring your awareness out to your peripheral vision, expanding your field 180 degrees. That will automatically change your state, and you'll go into a state. We call it the learning state, and it's really great for anybody out there listening that's, you know, studying anything, and then you're going to take an exam. You use this learning state while you're learning, and then when you go in to take the exam, you put yourself right back in the same state by doing the same technique, okay? But it also works for this, for changing state, you know, when you're in the, in that kind of situation at work or somewhere else, you know, just use that technique and you'll just be amazed.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you know what, Linda, this is Maria Moss again. I'd like to also add that once you open yourself up to help from the angels and you stay in faith with God, doors will open up for you. Obstacles will be overcome. You will be amazed at what you can manifest, all the good things that you can manifest in your life. And Archangel Shamuel is also coming through for you. And Archangel Shamuel, Chamuel, name literally means eyes of God or God sees. This is the archangel that you can call upon to help you find anything at all that you need to find, whether it's something as simple as a lost set of car keys to something as huge as peace of mind, okay? And this is also an archangel that comes through for people that are have their careers are in flux. They're in state of a, they're in the process of a career transition. And this archangel is telling you that, you know, your life purpose is calling out to you. Remember I said you're answering to a higher call. Okay, so if you call upon this archangel and also Archangel Michael and Gabriel for protection and Archangel Michael's for protection and clarity, Archangel Gabriel is for to help you to communicate effectively, okay, and to also nurture yourself, not be so hard on yourself. Archangel Shamuel, eyes of God, God sees, to find whatever it is that you need to find, including a career that's going to satisfy your life purpose, okay, and you will see really blessed changes come about in your life. So just remember that and keep moving forward with that. Alrighty?
Okay. Yeah, I'll give those a try and
let
focus
us know
on
how
that.
It goes.
Thanks
all right,
for the call,
so
Linda.
I'll give it a, thank you very much for taking
you're
the call, though.
You're welcome. We wish you angel blessings.
Thank you. Yep.
So we're at the end of the show already. I can't believe that just blew by like that.
Yep, time flies when you're having fun.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But got so, lots to do here, very busy.
Yes. I want to remind everybody to tune in tomorrow because we have those two shows. Mm-hmm. And we've been releasing some episodes of Wisdom of Your Soul with Janice Fuchs, and they're great episodes. You can go to psychictalk.net/wisdom and catch up on the shows. And then she's going, those were all pre-recorded though. So this is going to be Janice's first live show back on the air.
Wow.
And she will be taking your questions about the previous shows. You see, she's doing a little thing here. And then, and also calls for guidance as well. It's really great. And it's at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. And then Catherine's show follows directly after, like that. Her show ends and Catherine starts at 11 a.m.
Cool.
Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. Yeah, back to back shows tomorrow. And Janice is going to do this each month. So basically, the first Monday of the month will be a live show with Janice. And then the rest of the Mondays will be pre-recorded episodes that she's putting out. And so when the next Monday comes along, you know, you can take notes. And if you have questions and you want to ask her things about the previous shows, you can just call in the first Monday of each month. It's a really great idea. And, of course, no show on Tuesday for the next couple of weeks as Rose, you know, renovates the show, so to speak, and, you know, is working on that. But, Sharona, you and I will be back with Charlotte on Wednesday, and that's going to be fun.
Yes, we will. That's going to be a lot of fun.
And you can see all of the shows from the website, psychetalk.net/nextlive is our new page where I list them all out. So there's, I think 9-10 dates listed out, maybe more, where you can go and see what all the upcoming shows are at psychetalk.net/nextlive. Any last thoughts, Maria?
Oh, yes. And remember, Sharona and I will be back in 2 weeks from today on Sunday, June 16th, live at 2 p.m. Eastern with a very special guest, Sherry Myers, host of My Angel Prayer on Alexa. And so we're really looking forward to that. That's an awesome new tool, and we're excited to talk all about it with Sherry Myers, host of My Angel Prayer on Alexa. And until then, I, again, want to invite everybody to come over, visit my new website, mariagmas.com, get a free gift, and I wish you all angel blessings.
That's right, and don't forget
and
my special. I want to give another plug that all month long, the whole month of June, because it's Pride Month, all month long, and it's my birthday month, so I'm doing a special. And you can book a reading with me, numerology reports, and a whole bunch more over at psychetalk.net/pride. And that's all month long. So I want to thank all of our listeners and callers and say goodbye to everybody. And thanks, Sharona. Bye, Sharona. And Maria.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Maria.
Bye, Sharona.
Bye, Maria.
2 weeks. Have a great birthday, Dax.
Thank you.
Enjoy.
Have fun
Angel
in two
blessing.
Weeks, ladies. Bye, everybody.
Awesome.
Angel blessing.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.